that they may be one, as we are one. October 22, 1903. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. John 1, verse 1 to 5. How precious are these words! By them some have been led to believe in Christ as the Son of God. A young man who had lived a careless life was converted by reading these verses in a Bible that he opened one day. He was so impressed with the divinity of the argument and the authority and majesty of the language that he was struck with amazement and trembled. For a whole day he was scarcely conscious of his surroundings. He said that the words came to him as the words of a letter from God to him. From that time, he dates his religious experience. The writer of these words plainly shows that Jesus Christ is one with the Father. Christ is called the Word. He is the first begotten of the Father. By him, God has spoken unto us in these last days. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his, God's, glory, and the express image of his, God's, person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Hebrews 1, verse 1 to 5. God is the Father of Christ, and Christ is the Son of God. To Christ has been given an exalted position. He has been made equal with the Father. All the counsels of God are opened unto his Son. Jesus said to the Jews, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. John 5, verse 17 to 20. Here again are brought to view the personalities of God and the Son, showing the unity that exists between them. This unity is clearly expressed in the prayer of Christ recorded in the 17th chapter of John. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. Verses 20 to 23. What a wonderful statement! The unity that exists between Christ and his disciples does not destroy the personality of either. In mind, in purpose, in character, they are one, but not in person. By partaking of the Spirit of God, conforming to the law of God, man becomes a partaker of the divine nature. Christ brings his disciples into a living union with himself and with the Father. Through the working of the Holy Spirit upon the human mind, man is made complete in Christ Jesus. Unity with Christ establishes a bond of unity with one another. This unity is the most convincing proof to the world of the majesty and virtue of Christ and of his power to take away sin. Christ, in his prayer to his Father, says, "All mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them." Verse 10. As Christ beholds his disciples, he can say, "Through the grace I have given them, they are of one mind, speaking the same things." Their love for one another is an evidence to the world of what the truth can do when brought into the life and character. By conforming to my will, they have a knowledge of the truth. I have sanctified myself in human flesh, that I might set before them a perfect example. As they receive and obey my words, they give evidence to the world that I have chosen them.
They are given to me of my Father. They are resisting the wiles of the enemy, and they are daily increasing in a knowledge of me. By conforming to the will of my Father, they are obtaining the victory over the world and over satanic agencies. Trials and temptations are sometimes sent to us that from them we may learn the lessons we need in our preparation for the future immortal life. Moses, in the fullness of his faith, esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Hebrews 11, verse 26.